Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Robert Sanchez. How are you, Robert?
Hey, Robert. Good to see you.
It's a pleasure. And Robert is the chairman and CEO of Ryder System. Now, almost everyone's heard of it. They're coming into your 90th year, and everyone knows the basics, but we're going to talk about really interesting things like logistics and supply chain logistics, disruption, asset sharing.
Well, thank you, Robert. That's a great question, because most people know Ryder by our iconic rental trucks that you see on the road that have the Ryder logo on them. Been in that business for a long time, but really that's only about 10% of what Ryder does. The majority of our business, we like to say, is behind the scenes. So we operate behind the scenes to help our customers deliver for their customers. What that means is that we provide fleets of lease trucks. So these are trucks that Ryder owns and maintains and really manages for our customers, but the trucks actually have our customers' logos on them, so you wouldn't recognize them as a Ryder truck if you saw them on the road. We've got about 130,000 of those vehicles on the road today, compared to our 40,000 that we have rental trucks that we have. In addition to that, we also provide dedicated transportation services, which is where Ryder not only provides the truck to the customer, but also provides the driver and manages all the routes for that driver. So you'll see you could see one of our drivers in our trucks pulling into a store doing a delivery. You wouldn't necessarily recognize as a Ryder truck or Ryder driver, but it's us working behind the scenes with our customers doing deliveries for them. And again, operating as kind of a private fleet for them. And then last but not least is the broader logistics services. So we operate in various different industries providing distribution management. Think about running warehouses and distribution centers, running transportation networks. So we act as a traffic department for many businesses. We manage about $7 billion of freight for our customers. We also provide e-commerce services, so final mile delivery. Think about things that you don't get from a parcel service. So think about furniture, office equipment, fitness equipment, kind of the big and bulky stuff. We do the home delivery of those. And then we also have an e-commerce network where we can be the e-commerce fulfillment arm for companies that are starting an e-commerce business and want to have that delivery done to their customers. So all these things really trying to bring efficiencies to the supply chains of our customers and make it more efficient, more reliable for them to deliver their products to their customers.
So you mentioned something really interesting, Robert, and we'll get a little later into supply chain, but on asset sharing. So my understanding is you almost disrupted your whole company. This is a fascinating story of what you do. Talk about how you made that decision and what you're actually doing in that.
Sure. So as I mentioned, Ryder's been in the truck rental business for almost 90 years, and those are the trucks that everyone recognizes Ryder by. And several years ago, as we started seeing companies like Uber and Airbnb and these companies that were really focused on sharing idle assets, if you will, come to the market, we thought, well, how could that be applied to our business? And clearly one of the areas that we saw was our rental business. And could somebody come in and create a truck sharing platform that could potentially disrupt our truck rental business? As we dug into it, we realized, yes, they could. And actually, we could do it. We have the capability, we have the understanding of the market, and it really saw an opportunity for us to disrupt ourselves, if you will. So we've been at it for a few years now, about 3 years. We've rolled it out nationally this year. The platform is called Coop, and it allows companies that have idle trucks, tractors or trailers, to be able to put those idle assets on our platform and share them or rent them, if you will, to somebody who needs them. So it really helps to drive efficiencies in the supply chain, which is really what our business is all about. It's still in the early innings, but we're really excited about the prospects for that business. And we really see it as a complementary, ultimately, business to our truck rental business. We don't, it'll be very difficult for us to meet all the demands of a rental customer, with the sharing platform, but there is certainly significant segments of that that we think can be addressed, through a platform like Coop.
And that's, I commend you on the innovation. I want to shift over to another innovation you're doing, which is, a business that everyone goes to the grocery store. They don't see toilet paper. They wonder where everything is. There is no one who is not thinking about a supply chain disruption. And meanwhile, you've actually been an expert at this for close to 90 years. What could you tell people that they don't know about supply chain, where the problems are, and what are the solutions?
Sure. Well, it's really interesting because we've been in the supply chain business for a long time. And if you talk to your neighbors, typically they don't understand exactly what a supply chain is. Nobody's really ever asked me, you know, about supply chain and what Ryder did in supply chain until the last 2 years when people showed up at their grocery store and saw something was missing and they were told it was because of supply chain issues. Well, that's exactly where Ryder comes in. If you, the work that we do, I'll give you an example. In the automotive sector, we're the premier provider of inbound supply chain services to automotive assembly plants. So when vehicles, cars, trucks are being built, assembled in North America, Ryder is one of the primary providers of making sure that the parts that are going to get put on that vehicle are there on time for the vehicle to be assembled. So we're picking up parts from suppliers across North America and making sure they get to the assembly plant on time. We also do a lot of outbound distribution for CPG companies. Think about food and beverage companies, consumer packaged goods companies. So we're doing a lot of the deliveries from the bottling plants, the manufacturing plants, the packaging plants, out to the distribution centers and ultimately to the grocery stores. So we have a bit of a bird's eye view of what goes on in the supply chains in North America. So I can tell you clearly all the things you've heard in the news. Supply chain semiconductor shortages affecting the auto industry. Raw material shortages affecting just about every industry. Different packaging type shortages depending on the industries that you're looking at. Labor shortages that are affecting distribution. They're affecting transportation. In some cases, they're even affecting the manufacturing and the packaging of products. All of those, I would say, really peaked probably within the last year. And you're seeing improvement since we've come off of the darkest days of COVID. But we're still not healed, certainly not across all of the different industries that we see. So one of the things that Ryder has brought to the table is over the last couple of years, we've developed a lot better visibility tools for our customers. So now they can see into their supply chain real time as to where the product that they're looking to deliver their customer is with real time. So that helps them make better decisions around, you know, how do I do a better job of creating, you know, maybe backup ways of sourcing raw materials, of sourcing some of the key supplies that I need to build my product. So those are that type, making sure that we're bringing the resources they need. You know, Ryder has a very large fleet of vehicles, so we're able to redeploy trucks when they're needed for certain customers. We have, we run over 300 distribution centers in North America, so we're able to provide additional space for customers as they need them to adjust their supply chain. And then we have over 500, what I would call industrial engineers, logistics engineers, who are able to help our customers redesign their supply chains as they evolve their supply chains, evolve, you know, where they're going to have new warehouses, where they need transportation networks. Ryder has an expertise in being able to do that.
Well, it seems like timing worked perfectly. This expertise you've had all these years, it is needed now more than anything. We're about to take a commercial break. Anyone who's interested, a CEO listening in, they want to work with Ryder, what is the website?
You go to Ryder.com and you'll see all the array of services that we provide. They'll have contact information out there if you want somebody to reach out to you. But we are, as you might imagine, we're very busy these days. We've really seen we've had record sales in the last couple of years as companies have really focused on how do I improve in these areas. and they're looking for companies that have expertise such as Ryder's.
You're in the right place at the right time, my friend. When we come back with Robert Sanchez from Ryder, we're going to talk about another disruption which everyone wants to know in trucking, which is electric, autonomous driving. What is at the forefront of that? Back in a minute.
From Philly to Fresno, Brooklyn to Boston, Data Cable Superstars has the best prices on installation of Cat 5 and Cat 6 wiring for cameras, computers, phone, and data. Specializing in off-peak installs as to not interrupt your workflow. If this is an I need it done yesterday situation, then it's time to call Data Cable Superstars at 203-942-1427 or go to datacablesuperstars.com. That's datacablesuperstars, all one word, .com. Data Cable Superstars, where estimates and big ideas are always free.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense. Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Robert Sanchez, who is the chairman and CEO of Ryder. And you've been that for, you know, you're moving on a decade already. So I want to ask you, everyone is looking at, you spoke about supply chain before, but disruption of electrical, autonomous, what's really going on in that space and what is Ryder doing?
Well, that's a great question, because obviously that's a question we get asked by our customers. We do business with over 50,000 companies. And I think every one of the 50,000 by this point has asked us, what about electric? When are electric trucks going to be ready? When do I need to convert my diesel trucks to electric trucks? And, you know, as we have really dug into this and worked with a lot of the providers, the truck manufacturers, some of the technology companies that are involved in this, you know, I our view is that electric is coming. There will be an energy transition at some point. It's clearly beginning with passenger cars. So passenger cars, I think, are the first group of vehicles that you're going to see begin that transition to electric. Next, that's more closely to what a little bit of what Ryder does, are the light-duty trucks, light-duty vans. Think about delivery vans. That's probably the first segment within commercial vehicles that is going to begin. You're going to begin to see electric battery-powered vehicles. And that's just primarily because of the technology. The technology is more ready for prime time, if you will, for the lighter-duty vehicles. So we see that as, you know, could be in the next 3 or 4 years, you start to see electric delivery vans become maybe 5%, 10% of the new delivery vans that are being produced, which is pretty exciting because that really helps to kind of get that process started on the commercial side. Then you get to the bigger trucks, the tractor trailers that you see on the road. We do think those are further out before you start to see a transition, only because the battery technology is still not there yet. The cost and the weight of putting batteries that can power a vehicle of that size and a trailer of that size are still not cost effective. And unlike in your own personal car, where you may be willing to spend a little more just because you want to drive an electric vehicle, on the commercial side, businesses are going to spend the money on electric vehicles when it's cost effective, because they need to be cost competitive. So what we're guiding our customers through right now is light duty van. Let's keep a really close eye on that. You could have something here in the next couple of years. Medium duty, heavy duty, you're probably still several years away before you start to see any of that, because the technology still isn't there. But I think that's a critical role that Ryder is going to play in helping our customers, 50,000 companies, as we go through this transition, which I think will certainly take a couple decades at least. Companies will still have diesel vehicles. They may have some electric, and somebody's going to have to help them manage through that.
It's interesting when you look at the asset sharing, the supply chain, the disruption, that you really have 40,000 people, 43,000 people, a culture of innovation, as I would say. Talk about what you do to drive the success of that culture and what you're proudest about of your culture.
Yeah, look, being a company that's been around as long as Ryder, you know, we'd gotten to a point, like many companies, that we were very comfortable set in our ways. We had the Ryder way of doing things. Once something's worked for 50 years, you're not sure you want to change it. But clearly the environment has changed significantly over the last 15 years, certainly in our industry, with the introduction of new engine technology for trucks, the challenges around hiring truck drivers, all of the things going on with supply chain. So it became clear to us, many years ago that we had to change and we had to figure out a way to become more innovative, to really be able to challenge ourselves, on the products that we've been selling that our founder came up with 90 years ago. So, I think the first step is to make sure that you are allowing people to take chances and that employees know that if they take a chance on an idea, that they're not going to get punished if it doesn't work, especially if it was an idea that, as a company, we decided to do. So allowing people to take chances was probably the first thing that we really had to establish as a company and really make it part of our culture. And then we also created within the company ways of incubating ideas. So we now have an organization, a product development organization, which we never had, that really creates little startups within Ryder. So I mentioned Coop is one of them, which is this truck sharing platform, the Airbnb for trucks. We have another one that we've recently started that is now looking at mobile maintenance. So we provide maintenance and we take the maintenance technician to the fleet of trucks and we do the maintenance on site for them. Early startup type company. We have it all kind of incubating under Ryder, but not really being pushed into having to hit all of the things that Ryder does on a day-to-day basis. We have all these systems that for a startup could squash you if we forced you to use all of our HR systems and all of our finance systems. So we really create an environment that allows for these new ideas to incubate and flourish.
It's pretty exciting. Let's talk now about your shift to e-commerce, because that is another big thing that your culture did.
Sure. So the bulk of our business, as I mentioned, was providing trucks and logistics and supply chain for getting supplies to a manufacturing plant, to a packaging plant or some type of plant. And then those same resources then to provide the delivery to a customer. So that's basically been what we've been doing. That customer has typically been a storefront or a grocery store or retail store. Rarely was it actually all the way to the end consumer. That was primarily handled by parcel companies. But with the advent of Amazon, and especially the acceleration that we saw during COVID, really created a different environment for us. We said, look, we've got to find a way to get and play in that final mile space, not just to the retail store. So in 2018, actually before COVID, we had done a study and we realized we wanted to get into the delivery of non-parcel type goods to the customer, to our end consumer. So as I mentioned, furniture, appliances, fitness equipment. As you might imagine, we look really smart with that acquisition because when COVID hit, the demand for that really just blew up. And we've had a great growth story in that part of our business. We've got the big and bulky Ryder Last Mile. We then, at the end of last year, purchased a company called Whiplash. Now, what Whiplash does is it provides the fulfillment infrastructure for a company that wants to go direct to the consumer with an e-commerce product, but doesn't want to take it through one of the big e-retailers like Amazon, just wants the fulfillment to be done for them because they don't have the wherewithal to have 25 warehouses across the country and able to manage that final delivery to the customer. So we've now are in that business. We're able to provide that as a service both to our existing customers who maybe want to go direct to consumer or also for some of the startups that we're seeing that are just beginning new e-commerce type businesses. Ryder is there now with this product to be able to provide them that delivery to the end consumer, to the home.
A great pleasure, Robert, having you on the CEO show.
Great. Thank you, Rob. Thank you for having me on.
Comp complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
America, I'm Robert Gries, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Dr. Joel Myers. How are you, Joel?
I'm terrific. How are you, Robert?
Great, and great to have you back on the show. Joel is not just the CEO chairman of AccuWeather, but he is the actual founder. And this is your 60th year, 1962 you were founded.
That's correct. I started AccuWeather as a second-year graduate student at Penn State.
Now, let's talk about what the business is today.
Well, we're the largest source of weather forecasts and warnings in the world, and we've reached that position by having the most accurate forecasts delivered in the best language so people make the best decisions to keep their family safe, to make the best decisions when the weather is a factor in their activities, as well as companies. We serve more than half the Fortune 500 companies, thousands of businesses, and, of course, the media. And so most people have seen AccuWeather on media or on their app or on AccuWeather.com.
So you founded this. There's got to be a secret why you get it right and not everyone else does. What is the secret to getting the weather correct?
Well, first of all, it's our name, AccuWeather, accurate weather. Accuracy plus weather equals AccuWeather. So it's our driving force. If you were here and could see the facility, you would see the amazing meteorologists we have, their drive to get it right, to beat everybody else. That's what it's all about. It's daily competition, and it's a unique crucible of excellence that we've developed here. We bring in more weather data, more models into our facility here in State College, Pennsylvania, and then how we use AI and how we merge these models and run algorithms to get the best out of each one, and then turn over to our meteorologists this basic forecast, and then they add value based on their experience and their knowledge and their intelligence. And these are fantastic forecasters. We've got the best hurricane forecasters, severe weather forecasters in Wichita, and so on. And so it's all based on science, the best science, but on top of that, the best meteorologists and where they can deliver additional value and accuracy. But beyond that, it's the theory of prediction. And that's a separate topic we can talk about if you'd like. But it's wording the forecast in a way that people and companies will make the best decision. Our forecast on some days may not be any better statistically than someone else's, but we get people to understand them better and make the best decision so that they, in some cases, save lives, keep people safe, and save money.
And I understand you've actually saved, like, by predicting Hurricane Sandy correctly, you saved one company $65 million.
That's correct, yeah. And we saved, with Hurricane Katrina, probably over 10,000 lives. We were on all the networks talking about how bad it would be when nobody else was predicting any flooding in New Orleans and things like that. So we have saved tens of thousands of lives, probably prevented injuries to 100,000 people. That's our legacy. That's our culture. That's our dedication here. And that's why people just are committed and dedicated to making the best forecast each and every day. So people make the best decision when it comes to weather being a factor.
When you mention your culture, I know you've over 500 people now. It used to be just you. Describe what your culture is like and anything unique about your culture.
As I said, there's a dedication. There are people that are drawn to helping achieve something that no other company or no other entity is able to, and that's the level of accuracy that we deliver. And that's why people get a lot of enjoyment, satisfaction from working here. I'm proud to say that we've had many people who started with me back in the 60s, spent their entire lives working only for AccuWeather. Elliot Abrams, who worked for me for 52 years, Jim Kander, 40, Ken Clark, 44 and a half. These people just retired in the last couple of years, and we have dozens of people that have been here for 30, 35, 40 years and more. And the key is they've been able to change. They've been able to evolve. They have been able to, because obviously the world has changed dramatically. The science has changed. It continues to change at an accelerating pace. So people with the right attitude, with the right commitment, and us willing to be invest in people so that they can grow and continue to contribute and contribute more as time goes on.
Well, I know most CEOs I know would love to have that type of longevity. That's the heart of it. And from what I understand, you know, you've told me in the past, people work there all the time. They'll come in on hurricanes and they'll work, and you even have, what is it? Is it the Super Iron? You have a special award.
We gave an award for people that missed 0 days a year, or a Super Iron person, 1-2 days a year. We don't do that anymore because people are working more from home at times and so on. But for many years, you're remote. We did that for many, many years, and it was amazing. But even more important than that, people are so committed. You're right. During a snowstorm, a hurricane, an outbreak of tornadoes, when the weather and the chips are down, people want to help. If people come in and volunteer, how can I help? Or they'll stay well beyond when the scheduled time has ended to continue to contribute. And, you know, in weather forecasting, when new shifts comes in, new people come in, they have to get familiar with the pattern, familiar with the situation. It may take them several hours. So the people walking out the door have the greatest feel and understanding of how the weather is evolving, how the forecast is going to go. So to bottle that and pass it on and have that kind of continuity is also unique. So we have a lot of procedures like that in order to continue to raise the bar and the level of our performance.
And how does that, I think it's like an entrepreneurial culture one, so, but how does that all tie into your rapid innovation and the agility that you have?
Well, I think it's part of our culture to recognize that the world is changing faster than ever, technological advances and other challenges, and having people that are going to embrace that. People today either need to acknowledge and embrace change or they're going to be left behind. The world is changing faster than ever, and there's no sign that that's going to slow down. In fact, it's probably going to accelerate.
And you must have incredible technology that you're using. I understand you have something like 180,000 third-party websites that rely on you.
That's correct. Yeah, we provide weather forecasts, weather data, weather information to so many other entities of all sorts. And we obviously need the technology to deliver it in the best form and format, integrate into their systems, whatever that happens to be, in the least painful way and the easiest way possible. So customer service and dedication to customers clearly is a key to growth and success.
We have about 1 minute before break, but tell this great story how at 3 years old you got involved with weather and how you built this empire.
Well, when I was 3 years old, I fell in love with snow. When I was 7, there was a snowstorm that tied up Philadelphia and just fascinated me, and I couldn't sleep a wink all night. I kept coming downstairs, my bedroom. My aunt was trapped at our house. She was sleeping on the sofa, and I continued to come down and watch the snow pile up. And when I was 10, my grandmother gave me a diary, so I started writing down the weather conditions every day. And when I was 11, my father showed me an article about a meteorologist in Boston who was selling forecasts to fuel oil dealers. And I said, that's what I'd love to do. I had an entrepreneurial spirit as a kid. I was always looking to make a nickel or a dime on different projects, selling potholders, sweeping pavements for a dime. That I got a paper out when I was 11. And so the idea of combining my entrepreneurial spirit with my burning desire to be a weather forecaster was my dream. I lived my dream. I'm still living my dream. I'm very fortunate.
Anyone who wants to find out about AccuWeather, what is the website?
AccuWeather.com. And we have, that's where you can get the weather. And, of course, we also have sections that talk about our various businesses. So whatever business you're in or whatever weather needs you have. We also have all kinds of weather data that companies use to run correlations, develop predictive analytics. So there's so many different services that we have. Almost everything's impacted by the weather. People's moods, their decision to respond positively to an ad, to buy, what they do, what they play, what they eat, everything. People don't even realize all the impacts the weather has, and we can help with all those decisions and companies that are dealing with those types of issues.
We're about to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to find out why over 50% of the Fortune 500 companies are clients of AccuWeather. And I got to understand the connection there. We're going to get there in a minute. Back in a few.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
America, and welcome back to the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're privileged to be speaking again with Dr. Joel Myers, who is the founder, CEO, chairman, everything of AccuWeather, the premier weather solution that actually over 50% of the Fortune 500 companies use. So you got to walk me through, why is it that companies need to know weather? I'm trying to figure that out.
Well, first of all, let me say that I'm not everything. Everything is here. Everything, what makes AccuWeather tick are the people who work here. That's why I'm blessed, because of the dedication, the commitment, and the performance of the AccuWeather employees. And so you may see some of the background and so on. That's what makes it happen. As far as the answer to your question, obviously, I built this business competing against free. The government gave forecasts away. And so when I first approached companies and told them I could be more accurate, I could design a forecasting service that would help their business operate more efficiently, many of them laughed at me. I called 25,000 prospects before I had 100 paying customers. So I had 24,900 rejections. Now, most people would have given up long before, but I'm a little different, and I tried to learn from every rejection, so how to go back sometimes to the same customer or potential customer and figure out how I could be of value. So this company is built on adding value, giving our customers something beyond what they can get anywhere else, certainly for free, but anywhere else, and doing it at a fair price. So what they pay us may be only a few percent of the savings that they are able to get. In some cases, it's reduced liability, reduced risk, where there have been many cases where there's been no tornado warning out. We've warned our client a tornado is going to hit in 20 minutes, 23 minutes, whatever. They evacuate the people. And there's no loss of life. There's no injuries. Fantastic. We get such satisfaction being able to do that. The average advance notice on a tornado warning that AccuWeather issues is 16 minutes. The average advance notice that the National Weather Service gives, the official warnings that most people get, is 8 minutes. That extra 8 minutes on average can make the difference between loss of life or otherwise. That's the average. Sometimes we may give 20 minutes notice, and the official warning comes out 30 seconds before, and that's not enough time to get to the basement or whatever the case may be. So we have all kinds of metrics that show the superiority of the AccuWeather forecast. Sometimes it's how the data is organized, sometimes how it's delivered, sometimes how it's worded and described. So it ties into whatever system the business has. But we understand their business. What we do for railroads is different from what we do for supermarkets, which is different from what we would do for other types of businesses. So each type of business has somewhat unique needs, and to understand how we then can come in and help them out and help them be more efficient, reduce losses, reduce liability, and increase profitability.
Okay, so question. Railroads, I understand. I'm going to a ball game tonight. I understand. They could use you more because it's a disaster when they don't know if it's going to be a rain out or not. But supermarkets, explain. I can't figure that out. Why does a supermarket need AccuWeather?
Well, the supply chain, for example, and what they should have. What people buy, you know, if there's going to be a hurricane predicted to hit the area in 3 days, people are going to run in and buy certain things, bread, water, and so on. If there's a big snowstorm and they bring in certain things across where the snow's going to occur and the trucks get stalled, they may have to send the stuff, order it, get it a day or two earlier. And so many other kinds of personnel. How many people are they going to need under different situations?
How about restaurants? Is there any connection there?
Well, some restaurants would use our data to run correlations past weather conditions against the what people order. So maybe on a Tuesday night, if it's rainy, people buy more fish than meat. Maybe if it's a rainy night on Tuesday, only half the people come out. But if it's a rainy night on Friday, they may go out. 85% of the people may go out to dinner compared to normal capacity. So it really, there's so many kinds of correlations that, I'm going to get some water, that can be run and show up. But the key is having the right data. Okay, this isn't even a forecast. This is using past conditions in order to predict. So we have the cleanest and best historical database. We've talked to some companies said, oh, we got weather data from the government. We run correlations. We didn't find much. I said, well, we have 190 parameters. They have 10. I said, sometimes if there's uncertainty, they will just put in 999 for the high temperature. But we quality control all that. So when you run a correlation, you're going to get something more meaningful. And we've now have it down to each kilometer for the entire Earth. So the quality of the information running against whatever data a company has, sales data, number of employees needed, a certain circumstance, what people will buy or not, how they react to an ad. These things can pay dividends with predictive analytics.
I have to tell you, everyone, you have just gained a PhD from the master in the philosophy of predictions. Absolutely fascinating. Final question to you, Joel. When you look back on 60 years in business and everything, when you look at what you're proudest of, what is it that you look back on this incredible business that you've built over 60 years that has transformed the whole world? What is it you're proudest of?
We're proudest of the good we've done, the lives we've saved, and the fact that I've given jobs to so many people that got great satisfaction out of contributing, from meteorologists who've told me there's no other place like this. They've been able to get satisfaction and contribute. So I've been blessed, as I said.
And there you have it. Joel, what a pleasure it is to have you again on the CEO Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.